The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here. We are doing a special fancy bonus podcast for our 100 grand a year working 10 hours a week or less upcoming program. You can get that at growmycleaningcompany.com/100x10, like 100 by 10. 100K, you know, you'll figure it out. I'll have Lindsay put in that. Anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com, 100/100 and the letter X and then 10. Probably could have done something better, but we didn't. Here we are. So we've got Caitlin and Alonzo today. I think they've been on the podcast twice. Like, we've been working together for years. So if you're like, not these guys again. No, it's been like years. So I'm sure you are. But the reason they're on today specifically is I don't know that there's going to be a lot of you guys that are currently in a place that you're like, oh, I could never get to where Alonzo and Caitlin are starting. Like, they had this huge advantage or like something, you know, like they were, you know, if we helped them get from 2 million to 5 million, you could go, well, I'm at 20 grand a month. That doesn't really help me. I'm going to let them share where they started, both in work and time. And it's funny, we were talking before we hit record, like my big concern with them is I think it's been, I'll let them say, but over a year, maybe more, since they've actually had that, like, oh yeah, we're not making 10 grand a month or we're working more than 10 hours a week. So you guys are going to have to kind of put yourself back in that spot. So let's go kind of beginning, middle, and end, if you guys don't mind, beginning of where you were, we started, kind of what was your life looked and felt like, what was working, if anything, with the business, what wasn't working, what you think you were stuck with. Then we'll go middle to kind of right before you made that shift. Like, okay, we're kind of here, but we're still not there. And then you feel free to tell as much as you want of how your life is going right now. So I was just telling Caitlin, I actually got to talk to them. I don't know if we enrolled if I got to talk to you in the program, but for Next Level, I definitely talked to them. And she was scared over what, I don't want to spend your money, but at this point is almost no money for them. And at the time, I think it was a lot of money for them. Yeah. So walk us through just that beginning part. When we first met, where you were, your feelings, what was working, what was not working. Tell the story.
Well, all right. So advantages that we had, I would say zero when we started with you. We had just had our fourth kid. He was actually 11 months old. Because I remember you jotted down notes and you're like, we're going to give him a year. And and Alonzo was losing his job back in 2010. And so we started with just like, he's like, you know what? I've always wanted to start my own business. I'm going to be a carpet cleaner. And I was like, we don't know anything about carpet cleaning. So he learned. And then when his job went under, he was full-time trying to get, you know, so we just kind of started like that. No money.
I was not speaking very well English. I still don't, but I try my best.
And I have to remember, I want to go back and listen to old recording because I think your English is the same. Like, I think you always you just felt bad about it. So Alonzo's like, oh, I speak and write so much better. I'm like, I think you just got used to it. Like, I think you just got more confidence, but I don't remember your English. Because believe it or not, I wish we could. By the way, we're going to have to talk sometime about Alonzo, about me making you a coach, because we don't take any Hispanic speakers, and it's just because the conversations we have are so nuanced, like even with a translator or something. Anyway, different, remind me to talk about that. But I know all of that to say, we don't take people that I'm like, if I can't effectively communicate and I don't think you understand all the words that I'm saying and I can't understand you, we don't take them. So your English had to be good enough where I'm like, this guy can at least understand what the heck I'm talking about, and vice versa. And Caitlin never translated. It's not like I'd say something and you'd be like, huh? And Caitlin, anyway, it wasn't right. That bad. So yeah, when you said you were in, we haven't been working for this, we're recording this 2023. Sounds like you guys started that carpet cleaning in 2010. I don't think we started working together till
it was 4 years ago.
Okay. So 2019. Okay.
No, it was 5 years ago. Oh my gosh. Our little guy.
He's 2018. Like, yeah. Cause he was 11. Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. So when we spoke, I remember, and if my memory stinks, so please, if I say something untrue, correct me. Won't offend me a bit. Alonzo, you're like, yeah, he was actually physically doing the cleaning, or Kayla, I forget who, if both or one of you are doing the cleaning, and Alonzo was like also doing like handyman, like just there wasn't enough money, so you're doing handyman work, and like I think Caitlin was running the whole business, and like Alonzo's doing the cleaning. Am I? Yeah, you tell me.
Yeah.
go ahead, Deb, because
that was it. So we got an account, our first like a second janitorial account. We got a little bank, and then we got a school, which I actually have my teaching license, and so I had kids, so I was just subbing at the time. And so I was subbing at the school. The guy came to me, he's like, would your husband be interested in cleaning for us? And I was like, probably, which that was a huge deal for us, but I was like, yeah, maybe. I told Lonnie, cool. He's like, I know, I was being cool. But he's like, heck yeah. So that was really our first like account. And that's the main account that we had when we started with you. And we had a couple little banks. And so we weren't, you know, making very much, but then we had just gotten an employee, right? We had,
But basically when we got that account, before that we start with you, I was like, I need to be at it working so I can find more work, so I can focus in how to make things happen, so I can go get more fish to the water. And, in that time, I was doing, like you said, I was cutting grass, I was doing drywall, I was building houses. I was doing a bunch of work just to trying to, you know, to bring money in and support my family. And I remember clearly when you told how much it was going to be, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And I was kind of nervous about it. And you told me, if you don't going to know how much is going to be the value here, it's not going to be point to you join it. And doesn't matter how much it is, you will figure out the way to bring the money because you wanted this value. And I'm like, that's the first piece of advice that you gave me. I'm like, shoot. Yeah. When you figure out what you want, and then you can bring everything in the back, whatever it costs. So that was my.
And he came to me. He's like, man, I found this guy. I've been listening to his podcast. I was chasing, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, no, we cannot afford that. You know, like, this is crazy. I was like, some internet lunatic, whatever, trying to sell.
And you weren't wrong.
I mean, no. So he had me listen to a couple of your, you know, shows or whatever. And I was like, wow, this guy actually sounds like maybe we should just give him a call. And so we did. And yeah, it's just been awesome.
What I want just for you guys not to miss, it's so common, old Alonzo, who I can't even recognize. Like when you're telling the story, I'm like, I don't even remember those people because I've known you as who you are so much. Old Alonzo just showed two things that many of you guys might be dealing with. One is he wasn't willing to bet on himself. Or actually, there's one thing in two ways. He wasn't willing to bet on himself. The first not betting on himself was, I'm not really a business owner that can build this. So all you got money, I'll take it. Like drywall, building houses, framing, landscape. I just need money. And the cool thing is that attitude of I have got no pride. I got a wife and kids, and by golly, if whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. So that attitude is great. But there was probably just a fear of I don't want to bet all on myself, and I don't want to bet myself as a business owner. I know Alonzo, the worker bee, can make enough to feed my family. And that was a couple of kids ago, so I don't know if Alonzo worker bee can still make enough. But at that time, we could do it barely. Right. And the cost was mom has to work, I don't know about all day, but lots of hours in the office supporting that. And Alonzo's got to be in the field and hustle, hustle, hustle. So the first bet was I'm going to bet on me, right? That I could actually make more money or the same money or enough money without having to break my back. And the second bet was I'm going to get the help that I need. And even when it's expensive or I have to do something scary, they're both stepping out of your comfort zone, whether it's spending money that is precious, precious short, or it's spending time, which is also precious short, and doing scary things out of your comfort zone. The vast majority won't. And the vast majority won't have the life that we're talking about or that you guys are living. So that's the crazy thing for you, Dave Ramsey folks. He's like, do the things that you'll do so you can live the life that other people, you know, that other people won't do. So you can live the life that other people won't live. So for those of you guys that hear, you know, we get to the good part where Caitlin and Alonzo are, and you're like, I want that. It started with them doing scary crap and stepping on a ledge and going all in on them. And I wish I could say it was me and I'm magical and we do some good stuff, but before they went all in on them, there's really nothing I can do with them, right? If he's like, I don't want to spend money or time or do anything different or step out of my comfort zone or do anything scary. Now help me build a $1 million business. Like, I don't know how to do that, man. I can't. So love that you guys bet on yourself. So how did that, because it took a while. Like, I think you guys kind of got better and better, but like this last year seems like it's gone nuts for you guys. I think you got out of cleaning pretty quick. Yeah. So tell me the story, because it kind of hockey stick, like you're getting better and better. And it's the other thing, guys, we have our front end programs typically 9 weeks. The one that we're doing now is 2 weeks. We've only done this once before in history. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. It's only for people that are like, let's go. It usually takes 9 weeks and people get a big step up, but to really get that, we're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're not whatever. It can take a year or two, right? So people, Anthony Robbins says people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate in a decade. I'll go, you overestimate what you can do in a couple of weeks or months, but you underestimate what you can do in a year or 2 or 3 years. So how did that work? You guys kind of came in with all the fear and the scariness. And then you guys had results, but it was, again, hockey stick, right? There's kind of like getting better and better and better. And then I don't remember, it feels like 6-9 months ago, like things went nuts. Tell me about that or tell us about that.
Well, I'll say real quick for anybody who's coming on, like all the things that you have us do, had us do with the, you know, like website stuff. Obviously you're not big on websites, but I mean like the landing pages, the funnels, all that kind of stuff. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So it took us long because I was like, no, we have to finish. You know what I mean? Like my mind doesn't work. Like, and Alonzo's like, let's just do this. We can do everything at the same time. I'm like, I have a bunch of kids and I have, you know, I just have to focus on one thing. So that I think had a lot to do with why, if, you know, I can totally see how, if you can multitask and you can learn a bunch of new things at once, our situation was just different because I was like, nope, like this is my time for, this is, you know, time for business. I got to have time for the kids. And then Alonzo's, you know, English obviously put him a little bit back as far as learning certain things, even though, I mean, he's good to go, but.
And yeah. my two cents are Alonzo's perception of his English set him back.
Yeah.
I think there you go. Alonzo's actual English might've been 4% of it. And I think 96% of it was his thinking people.
Yeah,
completely. And I would tell you, dude, if there was like, I can't understand you. You can't, I would have, you know, I'm not just saying it to make you feel good. You have an accent clearly, but nothing that's going to get people to be like, I can't, I just don't understand what the heck you're talking about.
It feels like, I mean, it felt like that though, you know? So,
My theory was like, we were taking a lot of time, like she say, because she wanted everything perfect. And I was like, no, let's go. And also I get afraid, like you say, it's my mindset, like I cannot do this. I gotta go ask her if I'm doing this correctly. So I keep holding us back because of the fear that I was 100%. When she jumps aboard, like, yeah, let's do it. And we start pushing it and we start like getting results right away. But I think it's my other half. Since she agreed with me, I feel more secure, like to go ahead and get it done. And when she's like kind of out, it was like, okay, let me wait. But after everything start clicking, everything.
He's grown so much. Like, he's just like, if I'm like, babe, I'm busy. He's like, okay, I'll just do it. So
let's talk about that from my perspective. So two things. One, we actually have I don't know if it was when you started, but we talk a lot about a crappy version 1.0 now, right? Mm-hmm. Like you got to give yourself permission to just do a bad job. And again, when you're working with a coach, I wouldn't say do a crappy version 1.0 and put it out to not always. You have to be careful when you're releasing it to your clients or employees. There's some ways you can kind of go a little faster than you think. But when you've got a coach, it's like, I know it's going to stink. That's why you're paying me. So just do a crappy version, send it over, let us fix it. So just for those of you listening, be okay getting a little bit of like, little eggs are going to get broke to make an omelet. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like, yep. Doesn't have to be perfect. That said, I recall when we started, it was probably 60-40 from my experience seeing Caitlin, like interaction wise. And I don't feel like it took more than it felt like less than a year where pretty quick, like it was zero Caitlin. Yeah. Like we like each other. So she'll talk, but I'd say 85% of our talk is personal and 15% right. would be actually, I need some help. And it was very cool to see Alonzo go from in the field to like, oh, I'm guessing in the office, but I have my emotional crutch of Caitlin and because of the English, not because he's not smart. And then to just like, you tell me if this is just how I'm experiencing it, but you just kind of went to like, yeah, I'm going to be a mom now and I'm going to let my husband run the company and I'm going to just do what I want to do and not have to be the, and you're such a sweet wife where you're like, I always wanted to be with the kids, but I'm supporting my husband right. and now I can just do what I want to do. Like how long did, for me, it felt like 6 months, but you guys tell me, you're like, no, it took longer. Tell me what really happened.
Well, like honestly, 2 Augusts ago, we had a big jump in numbers. People just were calling like crazy. And then the following August, this last August, which we're coming up, we had another big jump, right? And we were just like, wow, that was, I mean, like we were still growing little by little, but like, I don't know what happened with those 2 Augusts in a row. And then, I mean, it just kind of took off from there. And then obviously with your program, you know, the marketing and stuff like that with the Google and stuff really has helped. But yeah, I mean, it just kind of just kind of took off. I don't know. I don't really know either what happened, but.
So I'm going to give one piece of feedback and then I'll tell you the question I'm going to ask so you can think about it a little bit. The two things are just, if you could say, what was the biggest thing that helped you or encouragement you can give to Cleaning Nation to get to 100 grand a year, whatever that was for you. And I'm obviously there's multiple. So it's not like this is the one magic bullet. There is no silver bullet, right? It takes more things, but the one thing that got you to 100 grand a year, not the one thing, the top thing, right? The number one thing, if you could only pick one, understand there's more. And then the one thing that got you working less than 10 hours a week. So those are the questions I was going to ask. The encouragement I want to give to Cleaning Nation while they're thinking about that is for residential, it's a short buy cycle. So you can grow a little more steady. It doesn't typically go where you go from 10 grand a month and then you're kind of at 9 and 11 and 10 and a half and 13. And like it goes from 10, 10, 10, 16, 16, 16, 15, 18, 18, 18, 18, 27. Like it, so for residential, because it's a short sales cycle, each client is only worth $300 or $400 a month. You can see it's not the hockey stick. It's a nice like progression. For commercial, you do work today that you're not going to get paid for tomorrow or even a month from tomorrow, but 3 months from now, especially if you're consistent about it. So the big mistake commercial people make is they might be doing the right thing, but they only do it for 2 or 3 months or even 2 or 3 weeks and they give up. But your good client's buy cycle might be a year or two. So I just want to encourage everybody on the commercial side, especially, don't give up 6 months in. If you're like, I only grew 15 or 20%, that's not a lot. It's like, well, for commercial, and you know, we've had people double and triple like within. So there's some luck involved because it's such a long buy cycle and just depends on who you get and where you hit it. But consistency when it comes to commercial cleaning, if you do the right things for a year in a row, you're going to win, period. It's just, it's longer between a win. Like for residential, I got one. For commercial, it might be 2 or 3 or 4 months, especially for a big one, right? If you're like, oh yeah, we picked up a little 1200 here, 800 here, whatever. We lost a little five, whatever, fine. But to get a real big, you know, oh, I got another one that, you know, another $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 one, you might only get 2 or 3 of those a year. And maybe you get none 1 year and 5 in the next year. Yeah. So I just want to kind of put that asterisk out there for commercial. You just got to be more consistent for longer periods of time. Being patient is something your competitors are not going to knock you off on. They won't do that.
Yep.
All right. That said, and you guys can answer separately together how you want. The top thing, not the only thing, but the biggest thing that you can share with Cleaning Nation that helped you get to over 100 grand in profit and that got you to under 10 hours a week of work.
Okay. One thing that I remember that pushed us up to make more money and more profit, it was something that's scary that Mike always makes you do.
So scary.
It's scary. But it's way worth it. It's like raising prices to our clients right away, like check you sheets if you making 40% and 60%, so you can make more profit and also you doing the same work, but you raise more money right away. And of course, you're going to have those clients that's going to be like, oh, this is too much. I don't want to do it. They walk away. But typically, 98% of the clients stay with you and you still make the same work and you still make more money. That was one of the big ones. The other one, it was like a group interviews to bring the quality people to do the results that you want, that you expect that the client's going to see. Like have those group interviews. It was a whole
game changer
because you pick who you want to have in your work. If they have the core values, if they don't have the core values, they're like, oh, thank you for your time. It is where we part ways. So those group interviews, they're amazing. That was like kind of like I was only doing the group interviews and I'm like, okay, I know this one is going to be good. But also still when you do the group interviews, doesn't mean that you find the right person, right? Because you still have the other system that goes into training. And then when they are training, this is where the trainers, they have to be really close with the core values. If they don't have the core values right when they're training, you stop them because you don't want to bring the wrong people and then just going to cost you more money because you're going to lose maybe a client and you don't want that. So right there and then you qualify the core values when you're training and then you stop them or you stick with them. That makes sense? Mm-hmm.
Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show. So I'm going to let Caitlin go as well, if she's willing. But the big thing I heard from what you just said, Alonzo, for both time and money is leverage. So when you're don't understand your numbers or don't have the confidence to charge the right amount in alignment with your goals, you don't have leverage for your time, because you're like, I have to spend, you know, 100 hours a month either managing or, God forbid, cleaning this account. I only make a certain amount of money. And if you want more jobs, well, we only have so much time, you run out. Leverage is, I'm going to do the same amount of work or less work for more money or more profit. And that really frees you up. So financially, and again, it can be scary, right? Having to have a conversation. And the beautiful thing about raising prices or optimizing your prices so everybody wins, not just you, but your clients, is when you do it on the retroactively clients, that's a hard one. So going forward, it's super easy to get them. And you're like shocked at how we thought it was all price, 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 price. But you raise your prices, and especially if your number of people that come on does not go down, your closing percentage stays the same. If you get a little sales skills, it actually goes up. And sometimes even if you don't have sales skills, it goes up because people associate price with value, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you told me you can drive a $5,000 car, or a $70,000 car, which one do you want to drive? I'm like, the 70. I don't like, no further up questions about gas money. Nope, the 70. That's all I need to know. I might have other questions, but if that's all I got, it's always the 70. So the first one is just leverage on time or on money. The second was leverage on time. You're like, I heard two special things. One, we had systems and processes. So as opposed to you trying to herd cats, you know, doing a bunch of calls and interviews and do it yourself and talk to a bunch of knuckleheads and make you nuts, you have a system that does it that you can jump in or out of, and your core values leverage it again. So once you've got the right people, the core values make sure you've got the right people that share the same rules. Now the rules can run your team. Well, you guys don't have to do anything. So everything I heard coming out of your mouth, Alonzo, was just leverage, leverage, leverage. Were you going to say something before we move on to Caitlin?
Yeah, I was going to say something also, Mike. Like sometimes when we are afraid to charge more money, it's because we don't realize what kind of value that they bring to the client. Sometimes we just like think like, oh, we just cleaners. But how much did you hope that client? That's how it's trust. The facility is clean. They don't get sick employers. Then they are happy. They don't have to deal with like, oh, shoot, there it goes again. The trash, it's not full. The toilet's clogged, whatever. How much value do you bring there? And they focus on what it is like, bring more money. And I think that's one of the things, the mindset that we got like, oh, it's just cleaning. It is very valuable, but we don't think it that way. That's all.
I have to tag on that before we let Caitlin, because it's so good. There's a couple of things there. One, it's almost, I don't say selfish, it's self-centered. So we think about, oh my gosh, $2,000 a month to clean their place. If we're, you know, certainly we're making less money, that could be a lot of money to us. Like, oh my gosh, I would never pay that. It's like, this isn't about you. It's about them. So you don't have that pain either. You would never have a, you know, 20,000 square foot warehouse or whatever the heck we're dealing with at this point. Yeah. So A, don't make it about you and your fears, their fears. B, God, you said something so good, and I don't want to miss
about it. About just being cleaners.
Oh, like, about the value. Yeah, about the value that you bring. So for us, it's funny. Our coaching is not cheap. And people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you get that for talking on the phone. I'm like, I can't believe it's that cheap to help you build a million-dollar business that could retire you forever. So it's really just the perspective of, what are we doing here? And if I believe their crap, two things would happen. One, I'd lower my price. Two, they'd get less value because those who pay attention, and those who pay more attention. So they would get less value. I'd be able to offer less services because we'd have a lot more people, a lot lower price with a lot less value. Everybody loses. And I wouldn't have any certainty in my stuff. I'm like, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Maybe it's not life-changing. The whole thing just spirals down. What Alonzo's talking about is a spiral up. So when you go to them and you go, I'm not just here to clean toilets. If it was just cleaning toilets, you wouldn't be calling me because you just have a homeless dude do it, right? Like if it was just the clean, what's wrong with the cleaning company you have right now? Or Susan at the front desk, why doesn't she just clean it? This is an easy problem. Right. And you start realizing, because it's not, nobody wants to do it. And they do a poor job. And we have customers here and people depend on this. And you start seeing like, no offense, if it's a $2,000 a month account, I got to imagine whatever building that's in is doing millions of, probably a couple of $1 million a month in revenue. And for this whole thing to work, it's a little $2,000 pivot. It's insane. So you've got it. It's an upward spiral of like, hey, I'm contributing at a very base level to this $10 million, $100 million business for a couple grand a month. Are you out of your god dang mind? So you got to be looking at it from their perspective, right? From our perspective, $2,000 a lot. I'm just cleaning. I'm not worth anything. that's not only is it not going to serve you, it's not going to serve them. But when you're like, I am the best in the world, I'm an expert, I can make sure that whatever you do here, that's what you're really good at. Cleaning, you suck at. So if you want to clean, you can do that really poorly, make your life miserable. And if I tried to, you know, dentist office, if I tried to yank someone's tooth, it probably wouldn't go well. So I'm going to do the thing I'm great at and free up to do the thing that you're great at. That's worth a ton of money, but cleaning a toilet and taking out some garbage ain't worth nothing. So you're just spot on. I wanted to scream to the rooftops that you got it. All right, Caitlin, biggest thing that you felt that you could give some value to help people get to 10K a month or 100K a year in profit and 10 hours a week in work?
Well, kind of tagging off of that a little bit, I would say you had us go in and interview people. So even if they weren't our customers, we would say, you know, we would record it and we'd say like, what are your biggest complaints? If you had a magic wand, all these questions, like what would you want from a cleaner? What's most important to you? Those things. We had so much pain in those conversations. And I think taking their words, because our funnel still, we haven't been able to get like a real great funnel down for whatever reason. I don't know if it's the area or whatever, but on our website, we have taken their words and we stick exactly like, that's what you taught us to do.
Website's exactly part of the funnel, girl. Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, true. But Pete, you wouldn't believe the amount of people. And then we have a radio. Radio's worked for us like well in this area. So we have a commercial.
Real quick, because I want to say, we don't coach radio, but we love testing crap. And that's, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just this is so important. When you get the right copy, people get so into radio's good, Yellow Pages bad, Facebook good, website's bad. Like we just pick the stuff and we kind of put these emotions on them. None of it's true. I'm going to let Caitlin go because what she's saying is spot on. Once you get the right message, as long as you're putting it in front of your client, so in your town with your people, if they listen to the radio or go to Facebook or go to your website or go to Instagram or whatever it is, you got to get the message. But if the message is wrong, doesn't matter where you put it, it's going to fail. But if you've got the right message, all that matters is, can you put it in front of your people, right? You can't be in front of other people. It's got to be your people. And can you do it at a price that you get a positive return? That's it. So I love your focus on the message, not the media. Not that the media is zero importance, but if the message is wrong, the media is zero importance. Once the message is right, then we can talk media. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I mean, taking their words, but we've gotten so many calls where they're like, oh my gosh, you said this on your radio commercial, or this is what your website, this is exactly how we feel. I just have been, you know, it's like, I'm like, I know it's because I took your own word. No, I didn't say that, but it works. Like, and that has been a game changer. I really feel for us as far as just the marketing, you know, so that's gotten us a lot of business, I think.
All right, so 10K people, stop saying what you think sounds good and fancy, because we don't cut corners, we clean them. And, you know, we say all this weird stuff that we think is going to be compelling. When I hear Caitlin says, ask your perfect prospects what they want and then use those words. And then you get pissed because you're like, wait a second. I'm a smart marketer. I can be all fancy and do something cool. And you're saying all I had to do is listen to their words and write it down again. That's too easy. It's like, all right, well, do you want it easy? You want it hard, or you want to make some money? So I love that. Go ahead. So that would be on the 10, how to get to 10K. How about the best way, or 100K in profit? What about the best way to get to 10 hours a week or less?
Well, I mean, gosh, there's so many things. I would say, honestly, like Alonzo said, realizing that I was being able to say no, realizing that what you have is more than just, you know, cleaning, and being able to say no to people, not really wasting your time so much, knowing exactly who you want to serve and knowing how well you can do it compared to, you know, knowing that you listen and that you're actually going to solve their problems rather than, I don't really know what I'm trying to get at. So being able to say no, I think really, I mean, would free up the time. And then also the systems, breaking things off and hiring people to do stuff for you. Like if it wasn't for you, Upwork, we would never have known about it. But that's one thing we've hired, you know, a scheduler, for example. I was doing all the scheduling. Oh my gosh, that took forever. And then anytime anybody calls off, now we have no idea what's going on with the schedule, you know, and that is, I mean, hours and hours and hours a day. So I would just say hiring out, you know, for things that you don't really need to be doing that other people can do. And they can't go out and sell or create the systems that you can create, you know, to serve your clients, but they can do these other things that take hours and hours. Hire out.
Well said. And by the way, if you're after cleaners, scheduler is the number one hire, guys and gals. And I know we think we clean magic and no one cleans like us and our people only want us. Not true. And then we think, oh, our schedule is so complex and no one else could ever figure it out. Also not true.
Oh my gosh.
I just got an eye roll from Caitlin of like, oh.
I never thought I was going to. And Daisy, same thing. Like she and I were both like, there's no way nobody can take over our scheduling. It's too crazy. But we found somebody like that just, she's freaking awesome. She does it better than I could. So, I mean, it's just, and it's awesome.
So guys, gals, Cleaning Nation, hopefully what you take away, and I'm glad we had a bit of a longer kind of forum conversation here. Caitlin and Alonzo are bright. They work hard. Hopefully there's nothing you heard. You're like, oh, I couldn't, you know, but they're, were you guys, what city in Indiana?
South Bend. Notre Dame.
So yeah, South Bend, Indiana. Their market isn't any better or worse than yours. You know, as Alonzo will tell you, even though I don't agree with him, he don't even speak the daggum language.
Yep.
Caitlin's a full-time mom, more full-time than she was when we started. And she was pretty daggum full-time. We started with four kids and counting, although I think they're finally done. And hopefully as you're listening to the stuff, you're like, that just sounds like day-to-day stuff. Nothing in there was magic. So I hate the guys who are like, what's the one thing? Like, tell me in 10 minutes what I need to do to build a $1 million business. Like, I'll tell you in 1 minute. Stop thinking there's one that you can build a $1 million business in 10 minutes. That's the first thing. So it's just really understanding the beliefs that you need to have, the systems and processes that need to be in place. Certainly, you know, took me 20 years to figure this out. A lot of pain and suffering. That's one way to go. Or find someone that knows how the frick to do it and have them help you, for crying out loud. If that's us, yeah, please go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead. Okay. Real quick. I was just going to say for anybody listening, like when we started with you, we were making like about 10,000 a month.
And revenue, not profit.
Right. Total. Yeah. No, total a month. And so now we are at over 100,000 a month. So it's
more than 10X.
The systems that you have, I mean, have really just been awesome. So obviously it takes a lot of work and everything, but the systems work.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think if anybody up there is listening, well, they listen because you have a lot of followers, Mike, but don't focus in like, it's going to work as a magic. If you want to focus on your discipline and focus on your goals and why and how much you're going to pay for those goals. What I mean by that is like, we put like $1 million that I wanted right here. So what are you going to sacrifice to get there? What is the things that you're going to like, you're going to sacrifice time with your family, sacrifice working more hard in the field until you get there, until you get all the systems in place? Or what is it that you want to sacrifice? If Mike has all the tools there and only he can give it to you, but if you don't put the work behind or the discipline is really hard to do because a lot of boogeymen jump or during the day or things, and you're like, I don't have the time. It's a lie. It's just like all in ourselves that we don't put the priorities astray and we don't box the time that we need to focus in sort of areas so you can push it forward. So for everybody up there, Mike has the magic. You just got to have the discipline.
There you go, Mike.
You nailed it with discipline. And I've got so much good
Thanks
stuff.
Thanks for the extra pay Alonzo. For us to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Venmo you guys. So sorry, I was going to say growmycleaningcompany.com 100x10 if you want some help with that. But again, we're recording this July 3rd and we're starting July 10th. So if you're listening to this, giddy up. Okay, one last question, because just when you shared like 10x growth, that's so cool. But again, with the hockey stick, if you don't mind sharing, how long did it take you to get from, again, if you're doing 10 grand in revenue, working 50 hours a week, how long did it take you to get to 10 grand in profit? And then I'm pretty sure you've doubled or more than since then. And then how long did it take? Because the first 100 grand is like the hardest, then it gets the second 100 grand is a lot easier. So how long did it take to get from, I don't want to say zero, but from where you were at 100 grand, which is almost zero, then from 100 to 200? Because I have a feeling it, again, hockey stick, the time frames get collapsed.
Well, I mean, know that we took our time. Like it took a couple, like, I really don't know, maybe 2 years, a year, maybe about a year when we really, but like we took our, like I told you, I was like, no, let's just slow down a little bit. You know what I mean? Like we weren't, I wasn't. Then,
you went from, I have no idea what you're making, 2, 3, 4 grand a month on a $10,000 thing with Alonzo working probably 60 hours a week. Cause I know that works.
At least.
Probably working 20 or 30 or 40. I don't know, but something. So call it coming on 100 hours a week between you. You know, say it was 4 grand a month. I don't know what it was that in profit. That's a grand a month divided by 100. It's 10 bucks an hour for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Like you can't let you, no matter how many hours you work, you're done. If it took you a year, an entire year, and you're like, we were so slow. And I agree. We get people to do it a little faster and some people a little slower, but who cares, right? Like if I want to lose 100 pounds, I want to lose it tomorrow. But if it takes a year, but I can be 100 pounds and for the rest of my life, I'm healthy. Do I care if it took 9 months or 19 months, 5 years from now? Not at all. So if it took you a year to go from that to, and just say only 100,000, but you're only working 10 hours a week and you guys can live on 100,000 and you're effectively retired and you can do that for the rest of your life. Really? A year is too long for that's insane. Like when people say, oh, that costs too much for the help to do that. I'm like, oh, I think it costs too little. If you're like, it takes a year, there's 90 plus, probably not if you count globally, and certainly 99.99 if you count the globally for since the beginning of time, to live the lifestyle that you guys have, to put in a year of work. And it wasn't like you're in the salt mines, like risking your lives or anything. You just had to grow as people. And it was, I'm not saying it wasn't hard, but it wasn't for the growth. People were like, oh my gosh, I'd give that in a second. But people want it in 2 months, and when it doesn't come, they quit. And it's like, you weren't 20 years away. I get you don't want to wait that long. You were like 8 months, man. Like you were right there. So get it. Took you a bit for the first one, but did the second one come quicker, slower? Because again, for me, it just felt like you guys lately have gone nuts. But
I don't think I understand the question. the second one, sorry.
I think I got it. Like, for example, he's talking about like when we are making like little money, but we were putting a lot of work to do.
So, well, how long did it take to go from 0 to 100 versus from 100 to 200 in profit?
I think a year.
I'd say about a year.
About a year when we were working, she was working a lot in the computer, and then a year and a half. Let's go a year and a half because she was working a lot in technical stuff because, you know, my anxiety. Let's call it anxiety. I cannot do it myself. So it was like about a year. Then after a year, we start getting more clients, and then we start having the extra revenue to pay other people. Like you start teaching us, like, okay, learn how to delegate people. You got to do your schedule. You got to do your, we even hire an email girl that speaks both languages because I just record in my phone and say, hey, can you send this email for me? Can you send this, blah, blah, blah. She get it done. She doesn't even have to review the emails or anything, but it was like, into a year and a half when we start kind of sliding more the words and start learning more like, what did I need to hire? So I'm free. Like right now, I know people that they've been they have their professions, they have the careers that are they have a lot of good degrees and there and they don't have the life that I have.
Yeah.
I am like I can go to work if I want to. I most of the time that I have to go lately is because I want to, it's not because I have to. And other people they have the big degrees, they're like I have to be there to make the money. I don't have to. And thanks to you, well, thanks to the God and then thanks to I find you, but the systems in place that you have is just, I deck my hat, but only have 3 hairs. So you'd be laughing, guys. So.
Oh my gosh. So about a year.
So, man, I don't want to, and we're going to call this.
The second one, I think it was about 8 months now that I'm thinking about it, because it was.
So yeah, about a year and a half for the first one, eight months or so for the second one. Yep. Can't wait to see what happens to go from, you know, double again.
Yeah.
So gosh, what were you saying, Alonzo? Because there's something I wanted to comment.
Well, good. I'm going to say real quick, my brother makes bank. Like he has a great job and he has a, you know, he's a interior design, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, Alonzo, they just moved. Anyway, real quick, they moved and he's like reconstructing their new house or whatever. And Alonzo's like, yeah, I can help out any day, anytime. And anytime she was like, dude. And Alonzo's like, hey, did you get this? And he's like, no, man, I'm not retired like you. Like I have to work all day long. And then, you know, so it's like so cool that
It's a blessing.
That's what I was going to say. And it just tagged on perfectly, Caitlin. If you build a $1 million cleaning company and you make 30% profit at 300,000 and you work less than 10 hours a week, you're making doctor money. That's not general practice doctors. Those guys are like 90 to 150. That's like kind of specialist. You're not making $1 million yet, but 300 grand a year is probably, I don't know. This is doctor money, but you don't have to go to, but those doctors, before they can keep any of that money, they got to spend, you know, pay off their $200,000 of debt. And if they stop doctoring, they stop getting paid.
Right.
Like if you can do that in 10 hours a week from anywhere in the world. And when I say 10 hours a week, that's really includes 2 or 3 hours of training. And like, it could be 0 hours a week for weeks at a time. Yeah. Caitlin's giving me the 5 hour.
He's hang. Like 5 hours a week right now.
but even if you went to zero for a week or two or 5 hours, but indefinitely, that to me, I would rather make $150,000 working, doing 0 to 10 hours a week of something I loved than make $300,000 a year. But I had to show up every day. And if I stopped showing up, I stopped getting paid.
Right.
So that's just, it's unique and it's rare. And the fact that you're like, well, we were slow. It took a year. It's like, okay, if that was the cost, I mean, who wouldn't pay that? Anyway, proud as a peacock, Caitlin Alonzo. You guys want some help? growmycleancompany.com/100x10. See you there.
Thanks.
Good.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job.
I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.